All right, I think it's time we moved on to my favorite one, which is the string bending. Now, I saved this one for last. It's not really my favorite. I saved it for last because it requires a little bit of pen and paper and a little bit of music theory to really digest how or where, I should say, where to bend the notes. But first, I'm going to show you how to bend the notes. I mean, simply, you take a... Let's just use, for our example, in this particular key, the second string, eighth fret. Okay? This is an extremely common place to bend. You're going to simply take that note and bend it up to the sound of the next note. So before you bend, play second string, eighth fret, and then first string, fifth fret, so that you can hear the sound that you're going to be bending to. Okay? So first do it without bending, and then, because you have to hear where to end, where to stop bending. Or you can go past the note. You know, it doesn't sound that great if you... And you can always tell a beginner player or an amateur if they bend too far or too little, or they bend the wrong notes. Like they'll bend, they'll just bend ridiculous sounds. And which is what I mean. You need a little bit of music theory on this to know where to bend and why it only sounds good to bend certain notes. But before we do that, just play around with that. Bend from that eighth fret. Pushing up. Now the technique is, you have the third finger on there, and I use the first and second fingers on that same string, and this is the only time my thumb comes off the fretboard, and I shove that baby up to where I'm supposed to, the target pitch that I want. And I have very heavy strings on here, so you should be able to do this. It's not that easy on acoustic, depending on if you have a super heavy gauge. It's certainly easier on electric. But if you have an acoustic, that's okay too. So, you don't have to take your thumb off. But oftentimes, I'll shake the note when it's up there. That's just a Dennis Wing technique thing. Very common, not just my idiomatic thing. But you're gonna bend the note, and then the other common place in that position is on the third string, seventh fret. Before you bend it, you're gonna play the next note in the scale, the next note up in the scale, to get the target pitch that your ear wants to hear. So, okay? So, those two are very, very common. And if you learn nothing else about string bending today, at least kind of memorize those two notes as being extremely common for guitar players to bend. Right now, now you're starting to see I'm combining all the techniques. I'm combining double stop with hammer-on, with string bending and vibrato. Like that lick right there is extremely common. It is second string, eighth fret, and then double stop with the third string, seventh fret, okay? And I'm gonna bend the lower note up a whole step. And then you could see with all these other bells and whistles, it really comes together nicely. But let's go back to string bending for a minute. In order to know which notes to bend, because you're gonna hear, I always hear, begin beginners play like they bend weird notes. I mean, suppose you're in the key of A and someone bends that just doesn't sound good, right? It's outside the key, and that person has no idea which notes they're bending to or from. So you have to understand the structure of the scale. So our discussion of string bending leads us into kind of a music theory thing, which is the structure of the pentatonics itself. All right, so I'm gonna make you get a pencil out. I want to see you bring this in to me next time I see you. So pause the tape and get a sheet of paper and a pencil, and then come back when you're ready. Okay, you ready? So the structure of the pentatonic, the intervals, the definition of an interval is the distance between one note and the next. Okay. In this particular case, just write it down. I'll explain more what it means later. There are five notes in this scale. That's why it's called the pentatonic. Penta is five. When you get to the sixth note, it starts this pattern over again. You ever notice that if you play one, two, three, four, five, then that sixth note is the same A note, in this case, an octave up from where we started. And that pattern, I mean, the pattern goes again from there. You ever notice that from here, from the lowest point, you know, the first five notes sound the same as the next five notes, right? In that position, any position. So, right? So, within one octave, here's the analysis for the pentatonic scale. It goes one, just write this down. Pentatonic, minor pentatonic interval analysis is what you're going to write. Minor pentatonic interval analysis. Intervallic analysis, intervallic. So, one, flat three, four, five, flat seven. Those are the intervals. Everything gets its name from the major scale. So flat three simply means a half step below the third of that particular key. So if you were to do do, re, mi, and take it down one fret, there's your second note in the pentatonic scale. The first is the root, second is the flat three, third is the fourth, then the fifth, which are the same as in the major scales, and then the flat seven. Again, if you had, there's our regular seven, but we're gonna take it down one fret, and now it's called the flat seven, okay? What I want you to do is, since we're in the key of A, we're gonna play. So while you have your pencil, before you get to the guitar, sorry, in the key of A, on the A string, if you played this scale, so where it says root, put fret zero. When it says flat three, put fret three. When it says four, put fret five. When it says five, put fret seven. And when it says flat seven, put fret 10. That is where you can play the pentatonic on the fifth string only. So we're gonna, once you're ready, pause the thing and grab your guitar, and we're gonna play it together. It's gonna, on the A string, the fifth string, the scale itself goes open, and then three, five, seven, 10, and if you wanna do an octave, 12. Coming back down, 12, 10, 7, 5, 3, open. I'm a little short on sleep today. So, one more time. Open. 3, 5, 7, 10, 12. 12, 10, 7, 5, 3, open. All right? So, why do we have to do all this? Because the structure of the scale is such that between the first and second notes, there are three frets. There's a three fret difference. We're only going to bend, so this is how it relates to string bending. We're only going to bend the notes that go up a whole step to the next note. Okay, what I mean by that is we got a root and then a flat three. We're not going to bend the root because it'd be, right now, you're only just learning string bending. You're not going to be bending that far, i.e. the pitch of three half steps. You're only going to bend the pitch of two half steps, which is the same as one whole step, right? So for those of you who haven't heard this before, sorry if I went fast on this. A whole step is two frets, a half step is one fret. You're gonna be bending, for now, in whole steps, okay? You can also bend in halves or in minor thirds, we'll talk about that later. So any note that has, so what I want you to do, I'm all over the place, I'm sorry. I also want you to write on your sheet the distance between the root and the flat third is three half steps. Okay. The distance between the flat third and the fourth is a whole step, i.e. two half steps. Distance between four and five is a whole step, i.e. two half steps. Distance between the five and the flat seven is three half steps. The distance between the flat seven and the root is a whole step or two half steps. The long and the short of it is, we're going to be bending the minor third to the fourth, not on this string or in this example, but I'm just telling you what's to come. The fourth to the fifth, and the seventh, flat seventh, to the root. So those are the only places right now where we're going to bend them. You have to figure out where they are in the fingering, and I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. We're going to go back to position, fifth position for the A pentatonic scale. We have a root and then a minor third. We could bend that note to the next note. It's a little harder to bend the lower strings, especially if you're on acoustic, so that's not an ideal choice in this fingering. The next note, the fifth string, fifth fret, is a fourth, okay? Because just, again, your pattern is one, flat three, four, five, flat seven. All right, so I know this is a lot of numbers, but your fifth string, fifth fret, that's the fourth note of, that's the intervallic analysis of the pentatonic scale is the fourth, okay? You could bend that to the fifth string, but it's on the right side, the left side of the fingering, meaning it's not an ideal choice to bend because bending is a lot easier when you're doing it with finger three, and that note is finger one. You could try, it's very difficult to be able to bend that note all the way up to the next note, which is, you know, this sound, the seventh fret, with just that one finger. You could do a little bit of a bend just for an effect, you know, if you wanted to sound like Black Sabbath or something. Digressing there. That's not an ideal choice for a string bend. Next note after that is a fifth, and the next note after that is a flat seven. The fifth we're not going to bend because it's too far to the flat seven. It's a minor third away, i.e. three half steps, and that's not an ideal place. So what we're essentially looking for is the places where there's a whole step on the right side of the fingering. And so far, we found none of those. I hope this is making sense. The next note is a flat seven. We're on the fifth string. We're on the fourth string, fifth fret. It's a flat seven. Right. That's not an ideal choice because it's on the left side of the fingering. Next note is a root. That's not a good choice because it's a minor third to the next note. We're looking for whole steps on the right side of the fingering. Next note is a flat third on the third string. That's not a good choice because it's on the left side of the fingering. Here's a next note is a four according to the pentatonic scale. This is a great choice because we can bend from four to five. Remember, we're talking intervals here, not the number of notes. So again, just to reiterate, if I start at the sixth string, fifth fret, and I'm going to intervallically name the notes or number the notes. One, flat three, four, five, flat seven. Now my pattern starts over again. This is one, flat three, four. Right there, the third string, seventh fret, is an ideal choice to bend because it's on the right side of the fingering and it's only a whole step up to the next note. So we're going to, before we bend the note, play the sound that we want to hear of the next note in the pentatonic and then bend up to it. And then, so that's an ideal place. Continuing on with our quest for bending notes in the first position, this kind of, you know, fifth position here for an A pentatonic. We're on the second string, fifth fret. That's not an ideal choice because it's on the left side of the fingering. This note is next note is a flat 7. It is on the 8th fret, 2nd string. This is an ideal place to bend because it's only a whole step up to the next note and it's on the right side of the fingering. So hence this is why I showed you those two notes. The two spots I showed you to bend. I know I was kind of long-winded there. But the reason I showed you those two notes is because those are the ideal places to bend in this fingering, okay? In this position, if you will. Those choices will be different in other fingerings. So what I'm gonna summarize here is the pentatonic formula goes 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, back to 1. The distances between those, between 1 and flat 3 is a minor 3rd or 3 frets. Not a good choice to bend. Next distance between flat 3 and the 4 is a whole step. That is a good choice to bend. 4 to 5 is a whole step. That is a good choice to bend. 5 to flat 7 is a minor 3rd. That is not a good place to bend. Flat 7 to 1 is a whole step. That is a good place to bend. But you need to know where these intervals are on your fretboard. And this is a huge advantage in many other ways besides just string bending, knowing your intervals. And we will talk a lot more about this. But for now, you have to map out where your intervals are. If the interval is a flat 3, 4, or flat 7, you can bend it up a whole step if it's on the right side of the fingering. So I kind of belabored the point a little bit to lead you to that nugget right there, but that's your gold nugget. On the right side of the fingering and either a flat 3 or a 4 or a flat 7 note. Okay, there is actually a flat 3 in the fingering on the first string 8th fret. So could you bend that to up a whole step? Sure you could. So in that key of A, fifth fret area, you have three ideal choices to bend. Third string, second string, and first string, all on the right side of the fingering, namely third string, seventh fret, second string, eighth fret, first string, eighth fret. Okay? This is a lot of information, but where you would go from here is when you go to another fingering, start on the root. So, for example, right now I'm at fret 7. And you would play the A minor pentatonic fingering that you learned, and you would have to assign the same intervalic analysis to this fingering. I'm going to just help you along because I want you to think about doing this, not today, of course, but in your immediate future, you're going to start thinking in intervals, okay? So you're at the 4th string, 7th fret. And there's an A note. Okay? That's the root of the key. So that's 1. Then 4th string, 10th fret is a flat 3. 3rd string, 7th fret is a 4. 3rd string, 7th fret. I mean, 9th fret is a 5. So we got 1, flat 3, 4, 5. Now 2nd string, 8th fret is flat 7. And 2nd string, 10th fret is a root again. It's always going to follow that formula. So you're going to look for positions, places to bend notes. And I'm going to tell you, there's not a lot of them in that position. There is one or two. There's one juicy one. See if you can find it.